Jesus stayed 2 days in Samaria. Then he continued on his way to Galilee. When he arrived, the Galileans welcomed him, because many of them had been to Jerusalem for the Passover and had seen the miracles he accomplished there. Once again, he visited the town in Galilee, Cana, where he had turned the water into wine. Further north, in the town of Capernaum, there was a nobleman whose son lay sick of a fever. The father had heard about the Lord's miracles, so when he was told that Jesus was in Galilee, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son. Jesus spoke to the people and said, "Unless you see miraculous signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman replied, "Sir, come before my child dies." The Lord looked at him and answered, "Go, your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy had recovered. The father inquired as to the time when his son got better, and they said, "The fever left him yesterday, about an hour after midday." Then he remembered that this was the time that Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." From that day on, he and all his household became believers. Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. His friends and family still lived there. The whole town had heard of all the wonderful things he had done, as news about him had spread through the whole countryside, and everyone praised him. On the Sabbath day, Jesus went to the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He unrolled it and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." God indeed had sent his Son, the long-awaited Messiah, to preach the gospel of salvation to the poor, to set free all those in bondage to sin, to give sight to the blind, and to announce the year of God's grace. At first everyone spoke well of him, and they were all amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. But this good impression soon turned into unbelief. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they said. Everyone knew the carpenter's son. They had seen him grow up and work among them. Jesus said to them, "You will surely quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Do here in your own town what we have heard you do elsewhere." Truly, he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his own country. I tell you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut up for 3.5 years, and there was famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but only to a widow in a town in Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was healed, only Naaman the Syrian." These remarks about their unbelief made the people of Nazareth very angry. They got up and drove Jesus out of the town. They took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Next episode, the miraculous catch of fish.